I'm Dr. Amy French of Delta's History Department, and our Moment in Time this week showcases female social and cultural leaders around the world. Their stories are being brought to you by young women from the Tri-Counties who will undoubtedly be future leaders themselves. Our first tale takes us back to the 1900s and an important woman named Eleanor Roosevelt, a political influencer in her own right.
Eleanor Roosevelt was born in New York City in 1884. She married a president-elect for four terms, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Eleanor was the first controversial lady who showed that president's wife could be political too. She spoke out for civil rights for women and African Americans, held her own press conferences, and had her own newspaper column. Eleanor encouraged Franklin to add the first female to the presidential cabinet, Frances Perkins. She was outspoken on human rights issues, children and women's rights, and works extensively for the League of Women Voters. She advocated for expanded roles for women in the workplace. At the end of her political career, Eleanor became the chair of the United Nations Human Rights Commission.
Rosa Parks was best known for refusing to sit at the back of a segregated bus, thus starting the Montgomery bus boycott. She had grown up at her grandfather's knee, who had defended his family against the KKK. Rosa helped defend black men unjustly accused of crimes. She had campaigned since the early 1940s to end assault against women. She was an active member of the NAACP, who planned an act of civil disobedience that Rosa would refuse to give up her seat on the bus. Rosa sat still and was arrested. The Montgomery bus boycott was highly successful. Parks fought the rest of her life to achieve civil rights and end violence towards women.
Malala Yousafzai is a Pakistani girl who became famous for her activism in the fight to allow girls in the Swat region to attend school. In October of 2012, she survived an assassination attempt by the Taliban who attempted to stop her advocacy. She was shot in the head just above her left eye while she walked to school. She recovered from the incident and continues to take an active role in the effort for education. She recently formed the Malala Fund to support her efforts to make sure that girls receive education.
I'm privileged to introduce you to our readers. Lizzie Haroff of Western High School educated us on Eleanor Roosevelt. Rebecca Haroff of Western Middle School shared a story of Rosa Parks, while Addison Mayfield of Colby Elementary highlighted the work of Malala Yousafzai. These young women joined others from around the community to participate in a program, See a Girl, See a Leader, and discovered the stories of female leaders, sharing them on radio and through the Women Who Dared website. Thank you, Lizzie, Rebecca, and Addison.